This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chris Carter joins us now from the Post-Gazette. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. I was worried Chris would be sleeping in after a long night at the stadium. Chris, how you doing today? Thank you so much for joining us.
I'm all right. Thanks for having me, fellas. I really would like to be sleeping in, but we got lots of shows to do this morning, so we're happy to start kick it off with the Fan and the wonderful morning show with you guys.
Well, thank you so much for coming on with us, Chris, and you were there last night, a day that Kyle McCord will remember forever, no? I mean, it was his seventh consecutive game with 300 passing yards. It's a Syracuse record. I'm guessing that's all he'll be thinking about today, huh?
Totally, yeah. Also, he has now the second most passes in a college passing game in Aperture Stadium / Heinz Field history. The only game is actually the second game that was ever played there when Markel Blackwell of South Florida threw one more pass than him. Of course, he'll forget the five interceptions and three pick-sixes that he threw.
I don't know that I've seen a first-half performance that bad from a quarterback ever, but you don't want to take anything away from Pitt. Brandon George with one of the interceptions of the year, if not the interception of the year, laying on his back. When you take a screen pass back for a touchdown and you look like a running back in the process, you can't take anything away from the Pitt defense. And Chris, if I'm a Pitt fan, I'm super encouraged because I think that makes back-to-back games where your high-powered offense hasn't looked all that good, and yet you've won both of them, and the defense looks to be getting a lot better as we kind of thought it would because that's Narduzzi's specialty.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. Good teams win the way that they're designed to win because that's their strength. Great teams find ways to win even when those primary ways are shut down. And that's what Pitt's done so far because for five straight games, Eli Holstein threw three touchdowns, looked amazing. Desmond Reed went off. And these last two games, those two things didn't happen, but Pitt's defense came in. I was particularly impressed, Adam. One of the biggest criticisms that people always lay up Pat Narduzzi is, he always plays the same defense. There's never any adjustments. And after the game, we talked to Kyle Lewis, one of the linebackers that had the pick sixes. We actually talked to all the pick six linebackers, him, Braylon Lovelace, Rasheem Biles. They talked about how going into this game, they studied what Kyle McCord did. And they said, hey, you know, he thought we'd be dropping back, you know, playing soft coverage, letting the thing to go underneath. We decided, hey, he likes to run those quick outs. He likes to hit those quick passes over the middle. We're going to jump those. We're going to play those. And you saw that on the first interception, Rasheem Biles. The receiver doesn't even run that hard of an out because I don't think that they were expecting Pitt linebackers to drop back in coverage as much and play those passes. Same thing with the Kyle Lewis interception. He kind of just played underneath. I don't think McCord thought that they'd be there. And they were mixing it up. They were some drives they were dropping back, some drives they were blitzing all out. And Kyle McCord was having to make tough decisions and was making bad ones. And then even on the screen pass, Braylon Lovelace, he said after the game, hey, they had hit us with that twice. We said they're not hitting us with it again. Nakai Johnson, the defensive tackle, was on it. He tips it. Lovelace catches it, and he turns offensive. This was a very impressive performance because also I think the linebackers got to eat because the corners and safeties, they weren't allowing big plays downfield. They kept getting tested. They kept knocking it away. That's true team defense. And Pat Narduzzi, I know that he likes to say, we're 1-0. He wants to stay focused. He doesn't want to give too high a praise. He has to be extremely proud of this defense with how young it is. Lovelace, Biles, Lewis, they're either redshirt sophomores or true sophomores. And to see them playing this well is just astounding.
Those guys being young, Eli Holstein being a redshirt freshman is kind of the reason why I asked this question earlier on in the show, Chris. And the question is this. Is it all kind of gravy from here for Pitt? Because I expect them to keep winning football games, but they won three games last year. Could this, if they don't go to the ACC championship, could this really be the year before the year?
It could be. I think that Pitt is trying their best to not even think in that way. Pat Narduzzi prides himself on saying, we don't want to know every week. Because here's the other thing, Adam. You know, as good as they are right now, we're saying that how good could they be next year? You never know. Like, you know, a famous Pitt quarterback. His first year, Dan Marino, his first year in the NFL, made the Super Bowl. Everyone thought, oh, he'll be back. Never got a chance to go back. You don't know if you'll ever be 7-0 again, you know, in the history of your program, let alone next year or any other time under Pat Narduzzi. If I'm Pitt, I'm not even thinking about, oh, you know, the next year Eli Holstein will be back and it'll be even better. You got to strike now. The iron is hot. You know, if SMU wins against Duke this weekend, you will have a ranked Pitt team facing a ranked ACC team on the road. They haven't beaten a ranked team as a ranked team since the ACC championship when they beat Wake Forest that year. So back in 2021. So they have to stay focused. If they do that, they put themselves in a conversation. There is a real path, Adam, to the college football playoff, which, as much as I was thinking at the beginning of the year, oh, that would be really cool if they could do that, I did not think they'd be here at this stage. I thought it would take until the later part of the season. This is a remarkable opportunity. They need to stay focused so they can get that ACC championship game.
Shoot, man, I talked to Pitt people, big-time Pitt people, before the season, and I said, would you sign in blood for 6-6 in a win over West Virginia? And they said yes. And here they are sitting at 7-0. Okay, so Eli Holstein has obviously had a tremendous season. There's no doubt about that. The last 8 quarters or so, not as good. And frankly, all season long, while he's made tremendous plays, I think he's had some pretty good interception luck. What's the concern level with him? Narduzzi said he should be healthy, by the way.
Yeah, I think Pat Narduzzi, was being truthful when he said that too, because I've definitely been days when he's not been 100% truthful about who's injured. But at the same time, Eli Holstein. Now, I said this going into the bye, and even especially after that Cal game, I think Eli Holstein, he's hitting a bit of a rookie wall at the moment, just with the way that he's playing, but. Kenny Bell's offense, there are guys open. Even on the interception that got called back for roughing the passer, if you step back and you look, I think it was Desmond Reed, he was waving his hand on the sideline, was just walking down the sideline wide open.
Yeah.
I think he's the game is speeding up for him, and he's trying to make plays instead of playing the play that's there. And that's where Pitt's going to have to help him slow things down, especially against SMU next week. Even if they don't win, they're a really good football team, and that is not going to be easy for Eli Holstein to just settle down in. But he has to do it. And I will say this, Adam: we've seen him settle down in games, because I saw that problem happen against Cincinnati. He flipped it around, played amazing in the second half. I saw that happen against West Virginia. He flipped around in the last 5 minutes, played amazing to lead 2 touchdown drives. That at the end of that game, I think it could be a matter of, hey, he needs to flip the switch. He needs to see something and can get it going, because he certainly has the arm talent, the athleticism, and the gusto to step up and make plays in the big moments. But sometimes, you're not seeing it right. And it's funny, Adam, you look at the stat line, you think, oh, 11 of 15,
right,
2 touchdowns, door to touchdown. Oh, that's amazing. But you watched the game, I watched the game. He did not play a good football game despite the 2 touchdown passes, which were good throws. He needs to see the field better. I think that's what Cade Bell is going to keep working with Adam Witt. Cade Bell, I think, has been a tremendous offensive coordinator. I think he'll get it eventually, but the question is when, because, Pitt's defense has played phenomenal for 2 straight games, and Syracuse was one of the best offenses in the conference going into this week. How much longer can they keep that up, though? The offense needs to balance it out. Imagine if they can get a game where Eli Holstein in the offense is playing how they played the first 5 games while the defense plays the way it has the last 2 games. That could be the performance, if it's in a big stage game like SMU or Clemson. That could be the performance that makes all the national voters be like, okay, wait a second. All right, maybe we should look harder at this Pitt team.
No doubt about it. Chris, really good stuff as always, buddy. Thank you so much, and we will talk to you next week.
Thanks for having me, fellas.
Take it easy. Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette.